This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon Indians to dream big and lead from the front, saying that if Indian talent can lead the world's top companies, Indian enterprises can also lead the world. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the gathering at the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, in New Delhi. Encouraging the ambitious spirit of the 21st century youth, the Prime Minister celebrated their drive to build unicorns, innovate in drone technology and create cutting-edge AI solutions.
हम गर्व से कहते हैं कि आज भारतीय दुनिया की टॉप कंपनीज को लीड कर रहे हैं. अगर भारतीय दुनिया की टॉप कंपनियों को लीड कर रहे हैं तो भारतीयों की बनाई कंपनियां दुनिया को क्यों लीड न करें.
The Prime Minister also highlighted that the world now praises India's policy dynamism and its status as the fastest growing major economy. He asserted that achieving a 7.8% quarterly growth amid the West Asia war and global trade hurdles demonstrates India's intrinsic capability.
जो दुनिया तब भारत में पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से चिंतित थी वो दुनिया आज भारत के पॉलिसी डायनामिज्म की चर्चा कर रही है. तब दुनिया भारत को फ्रजाइल फाइव बता रही थी. आज दुनिया भारत को फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी बनते हुए देख रही है. अभी हफ्ते भर में ही भारत की इकोनॉमी को लेकर कई सारी पॉजिटिव खबरें आई. 7.8% क्वार्टरली ग्रोथ ने देश का जोश बढ़ाया है.
The External Affairs Ministry responded to the UN General Assembly resolution on equal area world map. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India has voted in favor of the United Nations General Assembly resolution on equal area cartographic representation. Mr. Jaiswal further added that India's sovereign territory, including the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, must be depicted in accordance with India's official map. He also clarified that any inaccurate or misleading depiction is unacceptable. He said the government's position on India's sovereignty and territorial integrity is clear, consistent and non-negotiable. 10 people have been confirmed dead after allegedly drinking suspected spurious and illegal liquor in Sagar district of Madhya Pradesh. Sagar collector Pratibha Pal confirmed the deaths. Around 35 people were brought to hospitals. Some of them are still in serious condition. Serious patients have been shifted to Bundelkhand Medical College and Sagar District Hospital. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has called for stronger collaboration between government research institutions, industry and startups. He said collaborations are required to accelerate innovation and ensure that scientific research reaches the market and benefits citizens. Addressing the inaugural session of the two-day RISE conclave in Kolkata today, Dr. Singh said the government has opened up several strategic scientific sectors, including space and atomic energy, for greater private sector participation. Dr. Jitendra Singh said a stronger research-to-market ecosystem will contribute to technological self-reliance and the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The Indian Air Force IAF Sarang helicopter display team has reached Egypt to participate in the second edition of the Al Alamein International Air Show. The air show is scheduled to be held from 8th through the 10th of this month at Alamein International Airport. A building has collapsed in the Motibagh area of New Delhi. Relief and rescue work is currently underway at the location. Reportedly, some people are feared trapped under the debris. According to the India Met Department, forecast heavy rainfall over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan for today. The weather agency said moderate to heavy rainfall conditions have continued in Delhi for the second day, resulting in waterlogging and slow traffic movement in several parts of the city. And that is the end of this news bulletin.